Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for Nacho's Revenge.
Nacho! It's the morning mess. It's time for your favorite prank calls. It's time for Nacho's Revenge. Can we say good morning to Gretchen?
Morning!
I need your help.
Oh, we're just going to get into the... All we know is you need revenge on your husband in the worst way. What'd he do?
Okay, so he lied to our sons about women's issues. So it's a lot going on.
Okay.
Please just bear with me.
With women, yeah.
Hey.
My husband, Howie, and I, we have two kids, 14-year-old daughter and 12-year-old son. So our son recently found a box of tampons in the bathroom, didn't know what they were, and brought them to his dad. My husband thinks he's very, very funny.
Uh-oh.
So he told my son that a small piece of a woman dies every month and that we use the tampon to try to save our souls, apparently.
Oh, my God! What?
I like this guy already. What?
I love my son. Oh, apple of my eye.
Okay.
But he believed him.
Of course he did.
So it all takes a turn for the worse because my son decided to pass out tampons to his younger cousins, telling them this is to save your soul because it's better.
You're lying. He didn't do that.
Totally did. They're 6 and 8.
Oh, they're little girls.
So his intentions were, he wasn't being a jokester. He was really thinking he's saving his little cousin's souls.
Right.
Oh my God.
This is hilarious.
It incredibly pissed off my brother, though. It just took a turn for the worse.
Okay.
So I sat my son down, and I was like, listen, that's not what goes on. I explained what the tampons are for. But now he and my husband think that the entire thing is super funny. Like, they make constant jokes about it now.
How do you want to get him back today?
I was really hoping that you could call and say that you're our son Andrew's teacher and that you're suspending Andrew for his soul-saving tampon joke.
Okay.
I want him to realize if I hadn't sat Andrew down and been like, yo, this is what's going on, he would have gone to school and handed out tampons.
Girl.
We need to remind him he's not super funny.
Right. Now, real question, how do you think your husband's going to react to that?
He's normally a really funny, laid-back guy, but I don't know. I'm hoping it just gives him a little lesson served to him on a beautiful, funny platter.
A beautiful, funny platter.
Okay. Professor Nacho Chavez is checking in right now prank call your husband. I got his number here on the email, so let's ruin your husband's morning, okay?
Oh, thank you.
I got you. It's your favorite prank calls up next, The Morning Mess. All right, it's The Morning Mess, back with your favorite crank calls. Nacho's Revenge. We spoke to Gretchen, wants to get back at her husband this morning. I guess their son, 12 years old, found tampons and went to his dad and said, what are these? He decided to not tell the truth and lie. And basically, in your words, Gretchen, or in your husband's words, what did he say again?
He told our son that parts of us die, and this is to save our soul, is to use tampons.
That is, like, mean. It is wrong and mean. We don't have dying souls because we're women.
I will say it feels like we're dying sometimes.
Well, he's a good kid. He decided he'd hand these out to his little 8-year-old cousins to save their souls because he thought he was doing a good thing. Your brother got mad. You were embarrassed, and you had to sit down with your son and explain what really happens to women once a month.
Right, and now he thinks his dad is a comedian, and it's great.
So your husband and your son think this is hilarious?
Yes, both of them think it's the funniest thing. It's going to be the joke around Thanksgiving table.
Oh, no.
All right, you want to ruin your husband's morning. So what we're going to do is your idea, me playing your son's teacher, that he's disrupting the classes there, and say he's going to get suspended.
Yep.
We ready?
Yes. Yeah.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking to Andrew's dad, please?
Andrew's dad? Yes, that's me.
Okay. Are you sure? Do you need to look for him?
Sorry, I wasn't sure if you were saying my son's name, but yes.
I guess you don't speak English, yeah. So this is Andrew's dad, right?
Yes, it is. Who am I speaking with?
This is Nacho Chavez, or as the kids call me, Mr. Chavez, Yatu Chavez. I am your son's teacher. Good morning.
Good morning. How can I help you today?
Well, Mr. Howie, we have a problem with your son, Andrew.
What's wrong?
Well, he's being quite disruptive in class, and he's causing a lot of problems on our e-learning.
Can you be more specific? What are you doing?
Of course I can. He's basically harassing all the young ladies in the classroom.
Sorry, did you say harassing?
Yes, that's exactly what I say. He is making jokes about their, como se dice, their time of the month, if you know what I mean.
My son is harassing them.
Yes, he's totally harassing them.
But he's just making jokes?
Oh, here we go. Here we go. I see apples don't fall far from your tree in your house, Mr. Howie. I don't appreciate your dismissive attitude towards the problem. Your son is telling the women their souls are dying. You think that's funny?
I'm sorry, you're calling me because my son is telling jokes?
This is no joke, sir. I'm about to suspend your son.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Did you say you're about to suspend my son?
Yes, I am.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. Unlike your family, I do not make jokes that are not funny. All of my jokes are hilarious. You want to hear one?
What? I want to figure out the situation with my son. I don't want to hear
knock, it. Knock.
I'm sorry. Can we talk about my son, please?
I said knock, knock. You're supposed to say who's there, stupid.
What are you doing? I don't want to hear a stupid joke. I want to talk about my
son. Okay, then. Suspension for Andrew, then. That's fine with
me. Stop it. You can't suspend my son.
Then knock, knock, Mr. Howie. Knock, knock.
My God. Who's there?
Ach.
Ach who?
God bless you. That was one of my grandmother's favorite jokes. I miss my abuelita Conchita de las Nalgas. She loved that joke. I'm serious.
Yeah, it's really great. Right? Thanks for being that. Can we talk about Andrew now? My son is not getting suspended.
Oh, no, that is still on the table, sir.
You've got to be kidding me. You cannot suspend my son over jokes. Are you kidding me?
Well, I can consider that maybe. Only if you have a joke that actually is funny. Make me laugh.
What? You want me to tell a joke?
Yeah, that's what I said, yes. And it better make the spirit of my grandmother Conchita de las Nalgas laugh. Are we ready?
If I tell you a joke, you will not suspend Andrew.
Only if it makes us laugh.
I can't believe this. Okay, I know one.
All right.
Why don't seagulls fly by the bay?
Why don't seagulls fly by the bay? I don't know why.
Because then they would be bagels.
Oh, my.
I have to tell you, that is not very funny. I'm not impressed.
Are you for real? You told me the stupidest knock-knock joke I've ever heard, and I give you gold.
See, I told you apples don't fall far from the tree. You and your son make bad jokes about losing souls and bagels. I mean, come on. What is that? I'm sorry. He and those bagels are suspended. That's it.
What the
I will add to his suspension if you don't behave.
I'm a grown man. I'm not one of your children.
That's it.
I'm not a student in your class.
I'm adding an extra week right now.
Who's your principal? I'm going to talk to your principal right now. Get him on the phone.
You want to talk to him right now?
Yes, right now.
No.
Oh, my God.
What the do you mean no? If you don't put the principal on the phone right now, I'm going to call the super tenant, okay? And I'm going to get you fired immediately.
Oh.
Then I'm
going
to call the local news. And you know the local news is going to eat this story up.
Right, okay. So, Howie, knock, knock.
Off.
Oh, my. I think he's had enough. Howie, let us introduce ourselves. We're the Morning Mess. You're live on the radio. Your wife is on the line right now. Gretchen put us up to this prank call.
You told our son that parts of us die and we need to use tampons to save our souls. This is getting you back.
Jesus Christ!
Nacho!
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.